Grammar Booster.
How to express future probability with first conditionals.
Affirmative.
If I like it, I'll buy it.
If you like it, you'll buy it.
If he likes it, he'll buy it.
If she likes it, she'll buy it.
If it likes it, it'll buy it.
If we like it, we'll buy it.
If they like it, they'll buy it.
Negative.
If I don't like it, I won't buy it.
If you don't like it, you won't buy it.
If he doesn't like it, he won't buy it.
If she doesn't like it, she won't buy it.
If it doesn't like it, it won't buy it.
If we don't like it, we won't buy it.
If they don't like it, they won't buy it.
Interrogative.
If I like it, will I buy it?
If you like it, will you buy it?
If he likes it, will he buy it?
If she likes it, will she buy it?
If it likes it, will it buy it?
If we like it, will we buy it?
If they like it, will they buy it?
The full forms are I'll, I will.
You'll, you will.
He'll, he will.
She'll, she will.
It'll, it will.
Will, we will.
They'll, they will.
Negatives. Won't, will not.
We form the first conditional with two clauses. If plus a present simple verb, will plus an infinitive. For example,
A. If we go by train, it will be much quicker. B. If you don't tell her, she'll be angry.
We can use a first conditional structure to refer to something that will happen if a certain condition is met. For example,
A. If I win the lottery, I'll buy a new house. B. If she has time, she'll come and visit us.
We can also use modal verbs, can, should, must, with the first conditional. For example,
A. If you leave it here, someone might steal it. B. If we ask her, she may let us borrow it.
We often use by the time with first conditionals to mean sometime before a point in time. For example,
A. By the time you arrive there, it'll be too late. B. By the time they send it, we won't need it.
We can use a variety of different tenses and verbs with first conditionals. For example,
A. If they're driving, they'll take a lot longer. Present continuous. B. When she's finished, she'll let you know. Present perfect.
Dialogue. The wedding.
About the wedding, I hope you don't mind, but I thought of a couple of things we could change.
Okay.
Well, firstly, if we have the wedding on a Saturday instead of midweek, as you suggested, lots more people will be able to come.
Uh-huh.
Plus, if we have the reception in a Lansdowne hotel, the guests will be able to stay there overnight.
All right.
And if we have the wedding in June instead of May, my brother will be able to come too, as he'll be back from Canada by then.
Okay.
Then I was thinking, perhaps we should look at finding another band. I mean, I really like your sister's group, and it's great that she's offered to play for free, but I just don't think punk new wave would be appropriate for the more formal theme of our wedding.
All right.
So, what do you think then?
Well, actually, I've got a few new ideas myself, and I've drawn up a plan of action. I think I've got it all worked out. The time, the place, the decoration, the guests, the entertainment, the photographer, plus all estimated costs. And if we stick to my budget, we'll have enough to go on a cruise in the Mediterranean for a week, rather than spending 2 weeks with your mother in Hull.
Oh, I was looking forward to that.
Yes, but I think a relaxing holiday on a ship would be so much better. Now, here's a list of all our expenses, with estimated costs, as well as a column for actual costs. Hopefully, there won't be much difference between the two. Although it's a much reduced version of what you were hoping for, I think it's a lot more realistic in terms of what we can afford. Now, if you'll just look at this spreadsheet, you'll see that it's...